The mayor's here this morning, and so how are you today?
I'm fine.
Great. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Convention and Visitors Bureau. If people saw the story that was in the newspaper over the weekend, Beth Brown did it, having to do with the fact that they had come to the College Station City Council and asked for a sizable amount of money, and it apparently appears that they've spent just about everything. You gave them $128,000, I think, to administer this new program. And lo and behold, they've got another meeting where they're going to hear from people who need money, and they've only got $17,000 left. And I'd like to get, as one member of council, your reaction to that.
I think they've got $17,000 left to spend, and that's what they have. They came and presented the budget during our budget workshops, and they got $1.2 million, $200,000 more in 14 than they did in 13.
Mm-hmm.
And when you budget, you have to expect what your expenses are going to be, and the city doesn't have an open checkbook.
It's an interesting situation, as folks will understand. This is hotel motel tax money, so the line that comes after that is, okay, it's not taxpayer money in College Station. But nevertheless, it is money. I mean, it's a large amount of money.
Absolutely.
And when you finish, selling Chimney Hill, it's going to have another $4 million or more in it. So good stewardship of that is something that I'm concerned about. Not have to speak for other members of your council, but where do we go from here?
I think we, hold the Convention Visitors Bureau to the same standards that we give everyone else that is asking for money from the city. And that is, it was budgeted, and that's what they get. And they need to live within their budget, like the city does.
This is, and again, we have decided, we, the city of Bryan and College Station, have decided that the Convention Visitors Bureau will be the committee there. Will be the ones who will administer this program. But can you tell me, obviously there are lots of cities out there who have hotel motel money to disperse. I understand why a city council would not want to be charged with that. Y'all pretty much have enough to do. But are there other options that are available, or have you talked to other administrators from other cities who are also struggling with how they will disperse these funds?
We have not, to my knowledge, but that is something we are going to do.
Yeah, I don't know if I can couch this properly, but it would not surprise me if per capita College Station didn't get more hotel motel money than any other city in Texas, simply because it's a small population. Texas A&M brings a lot of conferences here, so the city is not necessarily doing anything. It's A&M being here, but that's a big stack of money for a city for cities this size.
It is, and also we bring in a lot of sports tournaments.
Yeah,
that's probably 60% of the income that comes in from hotel motel tax, and that's really done by our parks department.
Okay. Now, so people will understand. I mean, if you say, "Gosh, why don't we put that in the general revenue fund? That'd be great. It could lower my taxes, or it could lower my utility bill, or whatever." You can't do that, and
no,
that's a state law.
It's a state law, and it's a two-part test. One is that it has to promote and put heads in beds, and help the restaurants and hotel business.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 9 or 10 other parts of the two-part test. And one is, convention and visitors bureaus and administration for the arts and marketing of the city.
Now, obviously, they could change things in Austin that would broaden this tent that you could have for spending this money. Is there any chance that there'll be any kind of a change to how these taxes, these hot funds are used, not only for Bryan College Station, but for all the cities in Texas?
Not that I've heard. Whether it could happen or not, I don't want to speculate. But right now, I don't think that's in the wind.
Is it fair to say that you're struggling with being able to find ways to use this money beyond what you're giving to CVB?
No.
Okay. the money's out there, and you could spend.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's supposed to attract tourists that are going to stay in our hotels and eat in our restaurants and buy gas and alcohol and shop retail.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't want this money sitting in the bank. We want it out there using it to create more revenue for the city in ways that we can add to the general fund, sales tax, for instance.
Well, to give you an idea, some of the organizations that got money, of course, one of the largest recipients, and it would make sense, is the 4-H State Roundup, which is something that had been in Bryan, that had been in the Bryan-College Station area for years, and they lost it to Lubbock. And then they were able to get it back, so that was important. Mm-hmm. But then others are the Grand Slam tennis tournament that's going to be here. The Australian Shepherd Club is going to be here. The Brazos Valley Fair, the 7-on-7 Sports, Brazos Valley Tennis Association, Brazos Valley Symphony, Marathon, Blues Fest, Fiesta Patrias.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, exactly. Junior Beefmasters and Amateur Softball Association. So those are the ones that on this first wave have come through, have been funded there. Will you call someone from CVB before council to get some more information about how they were in a situation where they overspent so seriously?
We will. And it may or not come before budget time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have enough information now. Shannon Overby came to council meeting last week, and or 10 days ago,
mm-hmm.
and explained the process that they used to the grant application, and their panel reviews it, and then it comes over to the city manager for approval.
So people understand, obviously, what the City of College Station is trying to do is you're trying to set your budget, you're trying to get everything done, and you really want to do it in one event. You want to take care of that, and you want them to budget for that entire situation, because anybody has emergencies, that can happen, but CVB, this is not an emergency. This is a situation where they just did not budget this process properly.
Yes.
And I'm going to say, I'm really not trying to put storm clouds on the horizon. This is the first time it's been done. So you got to go through this one time and maybe you tweak it and you perfect this grant program so that it's more efficient, stays within budget.
Well, they have always had an October 1st deadline, and then they review them in October. And then they had so many come in since October, they decided they'd have another review panel. And then all of these agencies that have applied, I'm not sure what the total is, 171,000
mm-hmm.
that have come up since. And and they've got $17,000 to spend.
And one of the things that, as I look at this, for instance, I happen to be aware of the Australian Shepherd Club of America. Now, normally, we wouldn't know that that's even here. If you don't have an Australian Shepherd, you don't care about those dogs, that's a meet that's going to be held out at the Expo Center. It's going to be there for a week, and there are going to be a lot of people who come in. So it certainly fits within the parameters of Heads and Beds and the parameters of the Hot Fun. But folks need to understand that there's so many things that happen below the radar screen that we don't know about. If you don't happen to be going out and eating the night that there's the nights when there's a giant softball tournament here, the residents of Bryan-College Station might not know that it's here, but these things quite often are under the radar, below the radar, and do bring significant tax dollars in here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have, and again, we're in a stronger situation. And again, College Station is pretty much the major player in this. Bryan will be as more hotel rooms come into Bryan, and it'll be a more significant thing. And obviously, the other thing that we need to remind people is the largest receiver of funds from this is Texas A&M, obviously having to do with the football game staying here as opposed to moving while Kyle Field went through
right,
the renovation.
Right, and then the national or the SEC track tournament.
Sure, sure. Those sorts of things that go on there that are associated with that. Well, okay, anyway, I just and I know you can't really poll council to see how they feel about that, but we're glad to hear at least what your point of view is, that we want anybody to stay within their budget whenever possible.
The city has to.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Now, we do budget amendments throughout the year, and that's basically if our sales tax revenue is increased and we need to readjust the budget, we will do that.
Mm-hmm. But again, that's something different, too. That's sales tax, and that is money that is spent here in Bryan-College Station by
right.
by the residents and citizens, and that's used within the city budget as opposed to this this hot fun thing. What else you got going on?
Well, I wanted to tell you that Macy's has a Heart Your Park program that they'll be sending out details later today on how our local Macy's store in Post Oak Mall is participating in a Heart Your Park program. Essentially, if Macy's customers donate a dollar at checkout this month, then Macy's will match those dollars and the funds will go toward enhancement in College Station's Veteran Park and Athletic Complex.
Oh, very good.
So, and the movie in the park Friday, which looks like they'll have decent weather for, gates open at 7 and the movie starts at 8. And this Friday, the movie is Space Jam.
Oh, all right. Your favorite, I know. One of your favorites. Yeah.
Seen it 5 times.
Yeah, okay, sure, okay. Okay. All right, anything else for me?
No, I think that's it.
All right, sounds good. That's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. You're mayor of College Station, right? Coming in on alternate Wednesdays. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, thanks a lot. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.